Hi, Daddy. Welcome home. Yeah. Yeah, I thought I would, you know, clean up a little bit and, cook for you while you're out. Yeah. Oh, the rope? Yeah, what's underneath there is, it's a surprise. So, how was your day today? That was stressful. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope that what I have planned for tonight will make you feel better. Yeah. Oh yeah, I made plans for us. Well, you know, you work so hard. I figured it'd be better if you just got home and could turn your brain off. Yeah. Well, after you eat and stuff, we can... No? Before we... You eat on the way home? Why didn't you say anything? Okay. Well, I guess you can know what's under the rope then. Well, I figured with Halloween right around the corner, I could dress up a little bit for you. I know how much you like that. Yeah. I know it's a little cliche, but I wanted to be a bunny. I wanted to be a bunny this year. Yeah, that's cute, huh? My little bunny ears and a little fluffy tail on this little corset leotard thing. I don't know who decided that this is what bunnies wear if they were humans. But either way, I'm not mad about it. I think I look really good. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, I thought so. Well, actually, I have a couple of costumes that, I mean, throughout the years I've collected. Do you think maybe we could do a Halloween kind of dress-up special? Yeah. Hey, you'd like that? I think I would too. Oh, how about this? Here, let me sit in your lap really quick. There we go. So, I know how much you like to hear about my sordid past. I have a lot of experiences that I've been through, and I know that it turns you on when you hear them. Yeah. So, how about every outfit, you get a story, and you get to touch me anywhere you want to. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. Good. Alright. Well, for Bunny, should I give you something really dirty, or do you want to get into something a little softer first? Oh, you want a threesome story right off the bat, huh? Okay, well, I remember the first time I slept with this couple. I was really interested in the girlfriend, but her stipulation was, if you fuck me, you have to fuck my boyfriend too. And at first I wasn't really interested, you know, like he's not really my type, but I just couldn't pass up the opportunity, you know, she's just so attractive. So one night she invites me over and we're drinking and having a good time, and she just, you know, comes a little closer and she kisses me, and we start to kiss each other in the kitchen, and her hands start going all over my body, and I can't help but have my hands start to caress her body too. Oh, she's so hot. I think about her still. Well, luckily, or unluckily, a little bit for me at that moment, her boyfriend came back home and he was a little drunk, so it took him a little while to get ready to, you know, get the party started, if you know what I mean. But in my head, I was only focused on her anyway at this point, so it was okay. He took her clothes off, and she took my clothes off, and we started kissing each other more, and her hands, let me take your hands. Her hands, they just, they grab my tits just like this. Her hands, they felt nice, but your hands feel better, Daddy. Much rougher and stronger. And then they made their way down. Until she was grabbing my ass. Just like that. Your hands are moving a little more than hers did, though. Not that I'm mad about it. I'm not. Anyway, after that, she just kept kissing down my neck and down my body. Until her mouth made their way. Her mouth made her way. Oh, I'm sorry, my brain can't focus when you touch me like that. Her mouth was on my tits before I could even think about it, and God, her lips on my nipples felt so good. I think about it now, and oh. I didn't realize the top of my costume, you know, went down like that. She moved her tongue like that. Was it this good? Oh, it was good, but just like with your hands, I just, you always feel better. Eventually, she ended up going down and kissing along my panties and down my thighs and pulled them to the side, and I just felt her tongue go all the way up my pussy. And I just remember, like, taking in just like the deepest breath and like a sighing and moaning, like, she really liked that, and then, they're moving further down. Well, I mean, yeah, you might as well unzip the back if I'm gonna change after this anyway, right? Stockings now. Oh yeah, no, you can't wear panties and a bra with this, Daddy. Now it'd show. You'd see panty lines and stuff. Yeah, even with a thong. Yeah. So I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, I'll keep talking. So yeah, her tongue was just all over my clit. Kind of like that. And then she would suck on it. Oh, a little bit. a little bit softer than that, though, Daddy. Oh, yeah. You like that? After a little while of this, she started licking while she was sucking, and oh my god, I'd never had that happen to me before, and oh, I couldn't even hold back. I was like, by the time I realized I was face fucking her, I'd probably come like twice. I took my hand off her head and I was like, oh my god, are you okay? And she's like, oh, that was so fucking hot. And her boyfriend, who couldn't get hard for most of the night, I look over at him and he's just like, talk about pitching a tent. So I thought it would be better if I took the lead, since she just, you know, couldn't breathe for the last like 30 seconds. And I called him over the bed and, you know, got on my knees and kind of crawled over from the mattress over to him, and he put his hand underneath my neck, underneath my chin. Oh, I'm telling you, I can't. It's a miracle that I'm even able to talk with you. Touching me the way you are. Yeah, I'm just looking at you so, like, I shouldn't have said anything, because now you're looking at me. Yeah, I'll pay attention, I'll focus. Yeah, so, started kissing me and he gripped my neck a little bit, and I can't lie, it was pretty hot. He put his tongue in my mouth and sucked on my tongue a little bit. I mean, I was already pretty fucking wet from all the oral, but it was just so hot. My hand made its way to his crotch, and he wasn't huge or anything, but he was pretty thick, and that's okay, I was tight anyway, so it didn't matter. I was tight back then, when I was fucking all those people. Imagine now, I'm just fucking you. So he lays me down on the bed, and he wastes no time. He tells his girlfriend to sit her pretty ass on my face, and I mean, I'm only more than happy. And I feel him take his cock and rub it against my pussy. Like I said, I'm just so wet that he almost goes all the way in without even meaning to, so he pulls out. He just wanted to tease me. He just wanted to put the tip in. I don't think we're gonna be able to get to the next outfit, Daddy. Yeah, you seem pretty ravenous. You just wanted to reenact the scene with me. Yeah, that's okay. Yes, like I said, he just kind of slid the tip in. Except you're thicker, so. What did he do next? He started just thrusting his hips, barely, just teasing in and out with it. Oh, yeah, what did it just like that? My tongue found her clit and just went down. I couldn't help it. She just smelled so good and tasted so good. And finally, I couldn't take anymore. I just pushed myself onto him. And he just slid in. He just slid right in. He was kind of not mad, but yeah, I could tell he was a little upset that he didn't get to decide. I don't want to start fucking me, but I don't care. No, I wanted it. And I decided I was gonna get it. Except I know I can't do that with you, Daddy. Yeah, I know you have to. I don't need to be the one to decide to fuck me. Bad. But do you think you could anyway? Please? Okay. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Slut for you, Daddy. Yeah. Daddy slutty bunny. Christmas. I'll take a double Halloween. I love you, Daddy. Can we eat now? Yeah, before it gets cold.